What's up, guys? Welcome into the Modern Christian Dudes podcast. My name is Jeremiah Johnson. You are about to experience what could be the weirdest episode that we have possibly ever done on the Modern Christian Dudes podcast. But thank you for staying. We like to mix it up. So let me introduce the table, the round table here today. We have, as always, Funko Pro Greg Walden in the house. What's up, Greg Walden?
Yowza.
Good. So we'll get to you later. We'll make fun of you at some point, I'm sure, in the show. Hey, anyway,
somebody's got to be the butt.
Then the legend continues to grow. We have a newbie. Have you been on the Modern Christian Juice podcast, Maxwell?
Not yet. This is the first time.
What? Yep. Two new people on the show today. Maxwell Buck. He is a very smart man. He's an engineer for this company in Southwest Missouri called Leggett and Platt. And so they build beds and stuff like that. So the bed that you sleep on every single night will most likely be facilitated, designed, or influenced in some way by Maxwell Buck.
I couldn't touch your bed.
Yeah, I couldn't touch your bed. So anyway, you walk us through that. You work for a company that makes the frames for every single bed company in the world, almost.
Yeah, so we make mattress cores. We're one of three companies in the world, but we do all of our own machines in-house. They make the beds. It takes 2 minutes to crank out a full queen bed. Box up, ready to ship out to your local mattress firm.
Wow. What biggest company works with Leggett and Platt? What's the largest bed company?
We service to Serta, Sealy, Tempur-Pedic, Purple, all those big companies.
There you go. That's the one I want to try, Purple. That's the bed I want to try some days.
Do they ask you for your sleep number when you apply for the job?
I don't like those sleep number beds.
I never ran on that.
Sleep numbers are actually just like
glorified air mattresses.
Yeah, exactly.
They're glorified air mattresses. Yeah. I had helped a friend take apart one time when he's moving. I was like, dude, this is an air mattress that you pay $5,000 for.
It is.
I would just go to Walmart and buy the $100 one.
At the camping section.
At the camping section. One. Anyway, we have Gabrielle Johnson.
Hi, guys.
On the show. We have a female today, so that's kind of awkward. That's a little bit weird. Although the title is Modern Christian Dudes, we do talk female talk. Gabrielle, last week we talked women's short haircuts that we don't. We were specifically talking about Evangeline Lilly, who plays Wasp in Ant-Man and Wasp. She also played in Lord of the Rings. And then she also played in my favorite TV show of all time, Lost. She butched her hair. She cut it. She had beautiful long hair. She cut it short for Ant-Man and Wasp.
Wow.
Quantumania. I'm not a fan.
Interesting. I mean, I will say recently I did not like chop off all my hair, but I did cut off a really large amount of my hair and I do not regret it. And I would go shorter, but I think it all just depends. So it is kind of a trend. A lot of girls cutting off their hair.
But we're talking about when you had the little short bob haircut with bangs and you looked really weird as a kid. That's the haircut. We're talking about that we don't like as I don't like your mom with short hair. We're overall fans of females with longer hair.
Okay. I mean, but it is very biblical, so.
Yeah.
Women should have long hair.
All right. And we have punch pads. Give them some kind of sound. We have a very special guest here today. He's a high schooler, the first ever high schooler we've had on Modern Christian Dudes podcast. His name is Maddox McCann. Give it up for Maddox. Yeah.
Oops, that's scary. Wrong one. Okay. Yeah. Sorry, guys. Sorry, Maddox.
Sorry, Maddox.
I had the wrong punch pad up there.
All right. Maddox, who are you?
I'm a sophomore in high school, and I'm just... Yeah, I ride.
Why are you here right now? Like, how? What?
You're my bus driver, and then I'm like, I found out that you did a podcast, and I'm like, you know what? I kind of want to join it. So then,
that's right.
Awesome, man. Welcome, Maddox.
So the backdrop is basically I made the horrible, one of my worst life decisions ever of becoming a public school bus driver. Okay.
No.
This is a horrible existence. But it's like drugs. You know, drugs are really bad for you. But they're addictive. It's similar to being a bus driver. Like, you do it, and then you do it again, and all of a sudden, it takes over your life, and you can't stop doing it.
You got a lot more patience than I do, brother. I'd be like, I'm stopping this bus. Yeah. I'm getting off right now.
The church.
Y'all kids can stay.
Yeah, the church I served at has, well, you're a bus driver. Come on, you're a church bus driver.
Yeah.
So we relate. Anyway, I got a CDL for our church, has a bus ministry, and I was like, I should get a CDL. I got it via our public school district because they pay for it, and then... All of a sudden, they start calling you every single day, like, can you sub? And it was driving me crazy. I'm not a morning person. I was like, listen, it does not work to call me at 5 a.m. every single morning. And it's stressful. It's super stressful because I'm not from here. So, like, you would get into a bus. They'd be like, hey, just go drive bus 20 over there. And you have no idea where you're going. And you're trusting, like, potentially elementary or high school kids to tell you where to go. It's very scary.
Hey, so kid, anyway, how to get your house?
Yeah, long story short, I started driving bus number two, and Maddox was the student on the bus that he would every day. He's the last kid on, last student off the bus. We'd start talking every day. We became good friends, and now here he is, Modern Christian Dudes. Good job, Maddox.
Awesome, man.
Thank you for having me.
Do you have any like weird stories about me you'd like to share thus far? We like to throw each other under the bus.
I don't think there's...
All right. If you think of any, so hopefully I'm not a creepy bus driver.
No, you're
not.
Trying to get to, okay?
So, I know some, okay? That's my biggest fear. I'm going to morph into creepy bus driver.
Get off my yard!
hot take, is he your favorite bus driver that you've had?
Oh, man, she's really putting pressure on you, dude.
Well, when I lived in Alaska, I had two different ones. One of them, I don't think he was legally allowed to do this, but he'd give us candy after we got off the bus.
Okay.
And then he had some conflicts with the bus barns, then he quit. And then I got another one. He's pretty soft smoking, so I didn't really talk to him. But I'd say I've had more one-on-one conversations and a more connection with you than I have anyone else.
Oh. So he's had good bus drivers. So there you go.
You've been up in Alaska, too.
You're a bus driver. You can make a difference in someone's life. I think that's the goal. And so I try not to be, you know, I understand, like, with students, sometimes I get scared to talk to them because I'm like, should I talk to them or not talk to them or whatever. But I think Maddox, you know, we've now grown and become good friends. So I look forward to him growing up and graduating from high school someday. It's going to be a great moment in my life. Okay, we start off the show. Thank you, Maddox. Feel free to dive in anytime. We're going to do a couple exciting things here today, but we kick it off with the 60-second rant. You can rant about whatever you want to, guys. You have 60 seconds. You can complain. You can rejoice. You're happy about something. You want to yell at something. You want to throw someone under the bus. There you go. Greg Walden, Funko Pro. Go for it. 60
All right.
seconds.
Well, my rant happened today. I have a computer I built back in 2018 that been having problems. And, well, today I think I'm just going to go ahead and take the, you know, clean the CPU and the cooler off and thermal paste it and all that stuff. And I get it out and put it back in. It still acts up. So I'll just reseat the CPU. So I'm picking the CPU up in my old geriatric butterfingers. I drop the CPU back into the socket. And, of course, that's where all the little bitty pins live.
Okay.
They're like 1,151 little bitty gold pins. They live in that little socket. And
so
my
this is
CPU,
bad, right?
Yeah, very okay. bad. Because it doesn't take much to bend those little bitty boogers. And, yeah, once you drop them in there, you're toast. It's like, oh, well, if my computer broke now, it broke. It wasn't broken then, it broke now.
The whole computer build is toast or what?
No, this is the old one. Lucky it's the old one.
Oh,
it's not the new one. Thank goodness. But this one, I think it was bad in the first place. But I'm like, why can't they build these things without those little bitty pins that if you breathe on them wrong, they'll bend. And once they bend, you're toast.
Yeah.
And so you remember if you ever watched The Rock? When they're handling that green, those green balls of chemicals that if they even blow on them, they vaporize you. When you're dealing with a CPU over the motherboard, that's what you feel like, man. You're like, you're holding those little green balls of chemicals like in The Rock. You're like, don't drop it.
Okay. I don't know half of what you just said.
It's a tech thing, man. So if you guys
are
tech,
you know what he's talking about?
Yeah. Like, okay. I'm in the tech as well. And it's like, I've seen like YouTubers talk about like putting the CPU in the socket and how, oh yeah, it's just this easy. It's not. I've never built a computer myself. But I knew if I like spend like the hundreds of a CPU, depending on how good it is, I'd be too afraid of dropping it in there and breaking a pin and having to replace the whole thing.
Yeah, that's
there
you the, go.
I've been going to talk to this guy, man.
Yeah, I've been building. I built computers for 27 years. I mean, I've done it for 27 years. It's the first time one's ever slipped out of my hand. But usually, you mean, I'm usually putting them in. I hardly ever take them out because you usually don't need to take them out unless you really replace them. But when you put them in, obviously, you still got a nice little grip on the end. You got to hold by the edge and you just tick them down in there and you get the little couple millimeters. You got to have a little leap of faith and let them drop in. But when you're picking them up, problem is the socket, you can't get much of a bite. So even when you get up just a little bit, it's so easy for it to slip out of your fingers. And that's what happened. Got up a little bit and boop. Like, oh.
See, this is good, though. Maddox, you need a guy like Greg Walden in your life. He's going to, like, mentor you maybe.
Yeah, I can.
All right. Yeah. We should have went ladies first. Gabrielle.
Okay. All right. So I hope someone on this podcast that listens to this can relate to my rant. But I am in Bible college and I have to read commentaries, which are just books instead of the Bible. It's just people talking about their opinions on the Bible, which are great sometimes when you don't understand a passage. But I would like to say there are two types of commentaries, okay? There are the commentaries that are informing you about the Bible, okay? They're helpful. But there are other commentaries that are just informing you about their opinion of the Bible. And it's just like, they're basically Bible conspiracy theorists. And they're like, well, like, what if this original, we've been reading this Hebrew or this Greek word wrong the entire time, and now the Bible is way different than we ever thought it was. And they're just like these crazy people. And I'm like, can you just stop? And I have to read this for school. Like, it's required reading. And I'm just banging my head against
They're the guys that are still, they lock themselves in closets and they're deeply researching what kind of fish Jonah got swallowed by. They're like, it wasn't a whale. We just don't know what it is.
It was a giant catfish.
Yeah, it's like way deeper than that. They're like looking at what eye color the fish that Jonah had. Like that fish that swallowed Jonah. Like, they're crazy. Like, they're like, oh, well, we're looking at, I studied every single period in the Bible and I found out that some of the periods in the original languages are different than what we've been thinking for hundreds of years. It's like, chill.
Okay, tell you how my college life was. That was about 20 years ago or so. I went to get my bachelor's degree. And that's when my oldest daughter was, she's about 8 or 9 years old, something like that. So I had to do an economics book report.
Okay.
Economics is not a very interesting subject.
Doesn't sound exciting.
And doing a book report on economics is even more boring. So I'm sitting down there like trying to do this book report, and daughter comes up, Dad, you watch Powerpuff Girls with me? I'm like, Powerpuff Girls? Book report? Let's go.
All right. I'll do my rant quick. We have had a lot of talk about, what am I looking for? On Facebook Marketplace, scams, getting scammed. But I had actually rather pleasant experience. I had two kayaks that I was trying to sell because I'm buying an inflatable paddleboard. Anyway, I put those suckers on kayaks. I put them on at like 6 p.m. I had them sold by 9 o'clock, Facebook Marketplace. Dude, people pounce on, like, sometimes it's overwhelming. You guys realize that when you're selling, like, you're getting like 50 messages and you can't like keep track of who's messaging who or what. And then you try to sell something the next day and like no one like responds whatsoever.
Yeah.
What an interesting world, that Facebook Marketplace.
Yeah, it's a wild world. And you got the low ballers, or it's still available. All that stuff. So it's,
I'll give you 10 times more through the Zelle app if right now.
I have an uncle. From those
people. Also, with that, Maxwell, do you want to tell us a little bit about your base story? Because Maxwell was sending us pictures of a person he's trying to buy a base from them, and they're sending pictures of their dog. They're like, not even, they're like trying to become Maxwell's friend. So like,
yeah, I kind of think these people don't want to sell their instruments to me. Because, I mean, you ask them for a video of the instrument, make sure it sounds decent before you buy it. And all of a sudden, I get a picture of their dog saying they're too busy.
Wow.
It's like, you can't put your dog in the kennel for 2 minutes.
I think we all have a Facebook Marketplace story. That's what I'm trying to say. Maddox, have you had any weird, awkward Facebook Marketplace encounters?
No, actually, because of my Facebook account, since I put my actual age, you have to be older than 18 to be able to look on stuff on there.
So. Gotcha.
He's
okay.
Truthful.
You're in a safe place. You're in a safe place. Okay, Maddox, Maxwell, let's go to you next. We'll save Maddox, the best for last. Do you have anything you want to rant about?
Here's the big deal. I'm tired of streaming services that you have to pay for and still make you watch ads.
Isn't that the point of Disney Plus? Just started doing that, right?
Well, with the
$7.99.
With the cheap account, if you pay for their
If you pay, you shouldn't have to watch ads.
That's ridiculous. Saying. So you guys know my routine. I cancel and subscribe to like net all the time. I'm switching in and out, which we're gonna talk Mandalorian today, which was epic.
Yes.
But yeah, I just resubscribed Disney Plus, $7.99 per month with ads. Same thing on Peacock,
Hulu.
Very stupid.
Yeah, yes. Garbage.
We're throwing all of you under the bus. It's not right. Okay. Maddox, you got anything you want to rant about?
I was actually looking at this today. Random thing about like tech. So, do any of you guys know what the MacBook Pro, just the Mac Pro, like that super expensive like desktop Apple?
Yes.
When you have that completely like maxed out, the highest you can go, it comes like $54,000, right?
Right.
And then if you wanted to trade that in, guess what the highest trade-in value is?
$27,000.
It's $1,200.
That's a scam.
And then I was looking at the new MacBook Pro that has like the new M2 chip in it and stuff. That maxed out, it's like $7,000. You get $750 back. So you at least get 10% back with like the laptop compared to the.
It's a very good point.
Make sure you want it, I guess.
Buy a PC, dude. Buy a PC.
No.
Yeah, dude, never buy.
Yeah, no, I'm telling you.
Are you an Apple person or are you a?
Um, I want to say Apple, but I don't have the money to get all the Apple.
That's the problem. So it is the problem.
That's fair. Yeah.
It is the problem. Yeah. It's expensive.
PC all you, the way.
Yeah. Oh, I'm telling you, PC, the like especially graphics cards. You ever went shopping for a graphics card lately?
No.
I mean, there's graphics cards that are two or three generations old selling for over almost $800, $1,000.
Wow.
Yeah, it's crazy. And then they like the top end, NVIDIA just released their 44,000 series GPUs. The 4090, which is like the big daddy, $2,100 just for a graphics card. And it's crazy.
Yeah. Well, thus far we've learned you and Maddox are the nerds of the show today because you're geeking out on stuff like way well above me. But
so I'm telling you, awesome. you could have a so if you had a PC right now, even if it's like 6 years old and you had a 8 year old GPU, you could rake in the cash just off of the GPU.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right, moving on. So there's all of our rants for the day. Guys, we got a little special episode today. Sometimes we try food, we experiment, we try to give you our feedback on current products. And so today, because it's getting closer to Easter, can you guys believe that? We are less than a month away from Easter already. So what do you do when Easter time rolls around? You start jelly beans. My wife's like those classic jelly beans where you got to pull out the black ones and the gross ones just to eat like... Anyway,
I like the black ones.
I'm a Cadbury cream egg guy. I love the Cadbury cream eggs. I try not to eat too many because it'll make you fat, but I do got to scarf down a few of those. And now, for the first time this year, Pepsi with Peeps or Pepsi Peeps, Pepsi times Peeps. So live in the studio here, we got some Pepsi Peeps, and we're going to taste test that. Are you guys Peeps people in general?
No.
Okay. Yes.
I'm not, no.
Oh, man. Okay.
I've noticed.
Is anyone?
No.
That's what's actually good. Peep s'mores.
We did try that one. Peep s'mores. That's a good recommendation. I guess it like, that's you're getting older when you like the original. Maybe that's what this moral of the story for me is, getting older, man. But it's like, I like just classic s'mores. I've tried the Peeps. I've tried, have we tried Snickers or, peanut butter cups. Have you tried that before?
Oh, yeah.
The peanut butter cup. And then this marshmallow on the s'more.
Interesting. I tried
that. My family does not too bad. Those chocolate covered cookies. You get those and make your s'more out of that.
Yep. Done that before.
I definitely think going with the classic s'more is what's good. Yeah. Yep. Just a classic. Okay. But there's so many styles, you know.
So, but Peeps, there are a ton of flavors now. They have like, I've seen the Flaming Hots. I've seen watermelon fruit flavor.
They got
like
Dr. Pepper one now, too.
They got everything.
Yeah. So, anyway. So, Peeps with Pepsi. Here we go. Let's try it out. We've cracked it open. Let's dive in here, guys. We'll begin to give our comments. So
I'm scared.
I tried it at Sam's Club a week or so ago and had some initial comments.
Wow.
Okay. Reaction.
No!
No? I had a very intelligent, review of it. It's like, well, it kind of tastes like Peeps or Pepsi with Peeps flavor. That's what it kind of tastes like. So anyway, Maxwell, what are you feeling?
It's just sugary Pepsi. That's what's up.
I will say the can design is great. The can design makes you want to try it, and then you try it. It's just, it's like really, really sugary. Like there's no other flavor but just sugar.
More sugary than... A traditional Pepsi.
Oh, yeah. Way sugary. Sugary.
It tastes like someone put some sugar on a dirty sock and left it soaked in Pepsi about 2 days.
Okay. I'm a Mountain Dew guy, so Maddox, what's your take on the Pepsi with Peeps?
Yeah, that's what Maxwell said. I mean, it tastes just like Pepsi with more sugar. Now, I wonder what it would taste like if it was Coke with Pepsi flavor. I mean, Coke with Peeps flavor.
With Peeps. Mm. Might be a little bit better.
Yeah, that's true. Because I think Pepsi has a little bit of the sweeter taste.
Yes.
So then it's just sweet on top of sweet, and it's just not good.
I read an article one time. Have you guys ever noticed? I like to drink Coke specifically when I'm at McDonald's. You guys notice that?
No.
You notice the Coke McDonald's tastes different?
Yeah, it does. It does. A special contract.
But no, what I read, I should pull it up. My internet's not working right now. What I read is they refrigerate it. That's the only difference. Is the refrigeration, because that's what that is. Also, it is like not in bottled or canned flavor. Yeah. It's just the syrup.
It's colder.
And then the carbonated soda.
Yeah, because soda is better cold than it is warm.
So they're saying that, most people just, and I've worked at Jimmy John's, I've worked at Pop John's where they have these units and they just usually throw them out to room temperature. And they put ice in. So they're saying it tastes different because McDonald's refrigerates their syrup.
Right, because again, if even, even if you put the ice in it, it's still not going to be as cold as if it comes refrigerated out the spigot.
Yeah. All right, with that in mind, I did find an article called 21 Discontinued Soda Flavors You Won't Find Anywhere Anymore, and I thought that was kind of inaccurate in some senses, but here's some, from some of the lists, see if you guys remember any of these. Coca-Cola Black, do you guys remember this one?
I can't remember.
It's like a Java with Coke. We won't waste any time. New Coke. Do you guys remember this? This came out before your time.
Yeah, Maddox. I remember that.
1985.
I remember that.
1985. New Coke came out. It was a big flop. Everyone wanted to go back to New Coke. Pepsi Blue. Anybody remember this? Pepsi Blue. Neon Blue. Berry flavored. 2002.
I can't remember that one.
Discontinued in
2004. I remember Pepsi Clear.
Yep, we'll get to that one. Yeah. Sprite Remix was one that came out. 2002 as well. It lasted until... 2015. Let's go to, we don't have to go through the whole list, but Coca-Cola Lime, that one came out 2005 to 2006, a little lime in there. Crystal Clear, Crystal Pepsi, that was again Maddox before your time, and Gabrielle, 1992 to 1994.
Yeah, I love how you keep saying Maddox. I'm like, I'm not that much older than him.
Yeah, anyway, what else is there? Pepsi Twist. I like the clear Crystal Pepsi, and then they said Tab on there. You remember that one? That's like old school.
Now, I have to apologize to Peeps. I do have to apologize to Pepsi Peeps. Tab was actually worse.
That is, I definitely has to be on the list of all time grossest sodas. And then they had Hubba Bubba soda. I don't remember that one at all. Jolt Cola. That they had on there. The one that was interesting, that they had Mountain Dew Pitch Black, which is out right now. So that is, that's what I'm saying.
I want to try that. I do want to try that.
Which I think is totally amazing. And then the one I always like, I kind of loved it, but Surge, do you remember Surge? It was like the Mountain Dew, Coca-Cola's response to Mountain Dew. Surge, do you remember this one?
I can't remember that one.
Anyway, so there you go. You guys have a soda flavor that that no longer exists that you wish would come back?
I do miss the Red Cream Soda Barks. Because you know, I had Barks Reaper, but then they also had the Red Cream Soda Barks, which is really good.
Okay.
But you can't find that anymore, hardly anymore.
Maddox, you have soda you wish it was back? Are you a soda guy? Not really?
Not really. And when I would get soda, I usually just get the same thing, which is usually just, you know, watermelon, Mountain Dew, or Sprite.
Maddox was such a good bus student last year that I bought him a 24, case of 24 Mountain Dew, cans of 24.
Wow.
Pack. I didn't let any other students see it because I didn't want to get in trouble and then like start some giant riot or whatever.
The Mountain Dew Riot of Carthage.
Yeah. Maxwell?
No,
I'm soda, not really. Drink of any kind?
I don't really drink soda ever.
That's right. Yeah. You're a very good person. So
water and milk.
Better than I am.
Yeah, but going back to Tab, I remember my mom would always buy Tab because she knew that nobody, none of us kids would ever get into it. Because every other soda, we would drink it all up. It's like it'd be gone. And it's like, I'm going to get Tab. Nobody ever drank this.
Yeah.
And she was right.
Yeah. Okay, there you go. Pepsi with Peeps. I think it's kind of getting a thumbs down from everyone here. I wouldn't waste a lot of money on it, but I did. I supported Pepsi. So there you go. I did buy one.
Well, it's worth a shot. You know, that's what we do on the show. We do try out new products.
It comes in 7.5-ounce cans. Comes in like an 8-pack, which is kind of weird. But since I didn't drink the rest, maybe I'll hang on to them and they'll be worth $1 million.
Like, no, I do have a medical procedure Tuesday. This might come in handy.
Yeah. All right. So Dudes Talking News, Sports and God, you guys have any hot takes, any news that you want to bring up here before we get to some spiritual talk?
Yeah, you any, Max?
No big news.
Okay, well, I'll go ahead and start since I got one. This one I saw today, and I mean, I tell you about roll off the off the couch laughing. National Park Service. This comes from your National Park Service. Okay. Your tax dollars, hard at work, guys. Never push a sore friend down in a bear encounter. So it says, never push a sore friend down in a bear encounter. The National Park Service offered some sage advice for park visitors who encounter bears. Never push a slower friend down. This gets even funnier. This gets hilarious. If you come across a bear, never push your slower friend down, even if you feel the friendship has run its course. Oh my gosh. NPS tweeted. A reply to the tweet asked what a park visitor should do if they are the slower friend. To which the NPS said, check in on the friendship before you head into the woods.
Wow.
Yeah, this is hilarious. And seeing a bear in the wild is a special treat for any visitor to a national park. While it is an exciting moment, it is important to remember that bears in national parks are wild and can be dangerous.
Yes.
So there's your lesson.
What I envision now that you have an e-bike is that we're going to be mountain biking together. Here comes a big old giant bear, and you just pull away from me.
I just put
a
thing in turbo. Put it in turbo.
Pull up the turbo.
Greg Walden and I have seen a live bear in the mountains while on a mountain biking journey.
That was an awesome adventure. Yeah, we was on the way up to pick up the truck, and a bear crossed the road right in front of a car, and that was pretty cool. Yeah.
What are you supposed to do? Gabrielle, sorry.
Go ahead. No, I was just saying, I feel like this article is one of those like oddly specific situations that happens like every once in a while, and then they just make like a blanket rule for everyone. You know, like if you ever read like your student handbook or like even the Carthage Parade handbook that I had to read before we filled out the parade paperwork for the church. There was just these weird, it was like, don't wear a mask and then approach children. Like, it was like just these weird, very, very specific situations. I'm like, one person did this one time, and now everyone has to follow these oddly specific rules. Like, this is what this article is.
Yeah. Well, I can't remember. Like there's a procedure for black bear, and there's a procedure for grizzly bear, and they're different. Like, one, I can't remember which one. Like, one, you're supposed to stay up.
What are you supposed to do when you
I think
Royal Ranger, come on. Yeah, what do we do when bears?
So the grizzly bear is more aggressive, so you're supposed to, like, downplay, curl up in a ball. The black bear is less offensive, so you can run away from it. But generally, they say don't run from a bear, make loud noise around black bears. Yeah. Make loud noise, make yourself big.
Hey, Maddox, you lived in Alaska.
This
dude's from Alaska.
My dad actually shot a black bear once when he was out hunting. He went moose hunting, then a black bear came on his camp. Then it was during bear season, so he shot the bear instead.
What caliber of gun did he use on the bear?
I don't know.
Did you eat it?
Yeah, it was good.
Did bear's he make good it meat. Into a bear rug?
What?
Did he make a bear rug?
He did not.
My uncle shot a bear, and I have his black bear rug.
Wow, that's cool.
Nice.
No, because the dog.
Okay. All right. I mean, I'm always, you know, because I'm such a big Chronicles of Narnia guy, I'd be really scary because I'd have, is it a Narnian bear or a talking bear? I don't know what to do right now.
A yogi bear?
Like in the movie, you know? Like, anyway. Okay. News, Gabrielle. I have one item of news and then we'll wrap up some spiritual talk. Okay. We have to talk this, and this does have, so The Mandalorian.
Oh, yeah.
Season 3. Episode 1 has come out. Dude, how is it like, so Disney Plus, what was the last one, Andor or whatever?
Yeah, Andor, yeah.
Yeah, how do you watch the ones, Boba Fett, like, just are total garbage, and then here comes Mandalorian, and you watch and you're like, this is so great.
Yeah.
Why can't they just do this with every series? This is amazing.
Yeah, and Mandalorian is one of the very few spinoffs that's actually really good.
Are you a Star Wars guy?
No, I'm not.
Disney Plus? What do you stream?
I do have Disney Plus. Yeah, I don't really watch anything on it.
Mandalorian is great. I'm not a Star Wars guy. I mean, you, Greg, you are a resident Star Wars expert.
I love Star Wars.
And Big Ben asked you.
Ever since the first one came out in 77, I went to like 8 field trips to watch it.
Mandalorian is so good. So good. So if you haven't watched it yet, did you watch episode 1?
Yep.
Okay. Yep. So basically the backdrop is it starts off with the hammer and the Star Wars, and you think it's like flashback. Did you think it was flashback?
Yeah, they did flashback to some of the episodes in the previous
season. Yeah, but the very opening scene was not a flashback. They made it look like a flashback is of this like young boy. Who's going to be join the Mandalorian kind of thing, and he's doing a baptism. And what's kind of funny, if you shout out to YouTube channel Screen Crush, shout out to New Rock Stars, we promote them. They're great people that do a lot of in-depth deep dives of all these shows, movies, etc. But you know, they all these guys that are not even Christian dudes, they're talking about how much the Bible, like, and spiritual, you know, connotations and connections were of the new Mandalorian and Christian ones. Because it's like a baptism scene, right? He's going to have, he starts off this kid getting a Mandalorian helmet on. And then, which is, guys, let's think about this. To wear a helmet for your whole life and never take it off, like.
You can take it off when you're alone.
No, you can't. Can you?
No, you're not allowed to take it off.
No, you're not allowed to. If you're true to the Mandalorian religion,
you can't take it off.
Which this would be a great experiment as a high school student. You should try this because of all this culture we live in now. You can just be and do whatever you want. Be like, I'm Mandalorian, and just wear a helmet every day to school. And be like, you can't judge me, okay? I identify as a Mandalorian and forget you. You should try that. Let's try this. Yeah. Make a good YouTube video.
I think the worst part would be eating. How do you eat with a helmet on all the time?
That's why you couldn't eat wings. How are you going to eat a buffalo wing? Yeah. I definitely couldn't be a Mandalorian.
Now guys, as dudes, we know what happens when your nose itches, because your nose is going to.
Right? Your nose.
You just gotta smash your face in the
wall. I mean, you could stick a straw up there, but like, there's, I mean, I was meditating. Like, there's a lot of complications being Mandalorian here, wearing that helmet your whole life. And then, but did you notice, like, the other thing is like, dude, your head's gonna grow. So what do they do? Yeah. Right? You get the Mandalorian helmet, you get the baptism, but then you're gonna become an adult, so your head's gonna get crushed like the Chinese ladies back in the day that squashed their feet together, like small, and your head's gonna stay that size forever.
Yeah, a little challenger.
Anyway, Mandalorian, great episode.
So I think on the spiritual like comment on that is, if you read the New Testament, which is, this is something no one ever talks about, is Christianity was originally called the Way.
Oh,
which is very
good catch.
Why does nobody catch on to this? Like, I still want to call Christianity the Way. Like, people ask me, you know, what are you part of? I'm part of the Way. So it's just interesting to me. I'm like, true. Nobody catches on to that.
I love that phrase. This is
go
the
pray.
Way.
This is the way.
This is the way. This
but did way. You catch the Rebels reference? The Star Wars Rebels reference?
I did not.
Remember when they were going through hyperspace with Yoda?
Yes.
And you saw like the big squid things?
Yep. Yes.
That is a reference to Star Wars Rebels, and there is speculation that the Ezra Bridger might, or Admiral Thrawn, and or either one might be kind of tying into this season, because in the last episode of Rebels, Ezra goes into the command ship of Thrawn, and they basically attract these like squid looking animals that they have the capability to go into hyperspace.
Yeah.
And so as they grabbed around Thrawn's ship. And they basically whisked off into hyperspace to some unknown region.
Hyperspace squids.
So, yeah, hyperspace squids.
I knew it.
Hyperspace squids. Hyperspace squids.
Wow.
So,
it's okay. And here's the last thing we'll say. So go watch it. Subscribe to Disney Plus for 1 month. Cancel just to watch Mandalorian. It's that great. But is Grogu baby Yoda? Is he not dethroned everyone as the best Star Wars character of all time?
Everybody loves baby Grogu.
I wish he was real.
Well, he's not like, a baby, but
like
he's
after
still,
watching that episode, I wish he was real. Like, he's so cute and like, he's great. I love Grogu.
But also the cool, you know, those little things, those little creatures, and that was it, The Last Jedi, or you know, little bitty like creatures. I think it was The Last Jedi, Rise of Skywalker. Kind of like the little bitty creatures that like worked on C-3PO and stuff.
Those
were cool. Yeah. They were in that episode.
I mean, if Gabrielle was only a baby again and Mandalorian was coming out, I'd paint her green and stick a chat ears on her head and just hold her like a little baby Grogu, you know?
I think that's more for the twins.
What are the high schoolers watching nowadays? Do they, you know, are they talking the Mandalorian in the school? What's the hot thing?
I don't even know. I don't watch TV myself. I mean, there's probably people out there who do watch Mandalorian at my school, or just in general as high schoolers, but I don't really know.
Okay. So you don't have like a show you're super into right now or whatever. You're a little bit of a gamer.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Yeah. What do you play?
Just a mix of everything. I mean, lately I've been to like simulator games.
Oh, nice.
Like driving like trucks and cars.
Like farming simulator?
I can't get into farming simulator.
Really?
I don't understand the mechanics on that one.
He's doing a little semi-truck simulator. That's the most popular game right now.
For me. I don't know for anyone else.
But for you.
For me, yeah.
Yep, awesome. And you're kind of saying like because we've talked we haven't talked the metaverse for a while, VR and that kind of thing. You're saying that's not like, at least in your sphere of people, you don't hear that you don't think that's going to blow up.
No, I don't think it will. And I feel like it's, even though it's not in like early development, it's like out for anyone just to do, and it's like, stuff supports it, but I don't feel like it's like that good yet.
Right.
I mean, it's good, but I don't feel like it's good enough.
Still waiting to see those Apple VR, which are supposedly coming out at any moment.
At $800.
Yeah, they're going to be ridiculous. I won't be able to purchase them, that's for sure. So anyway, let's dive into some spiritual talk and wrap it up. Guys, what's going on spiritually in your life that you can talk about a little bit here?
Well, yesterday was yesterday
you had
morning.
The longest Facebook post I've ever seen in a long time. I read part of it, but I had to check out. So
patience. Yesterday during church, I mean, it's like one of those amazing moments that you still, you know, it's like one. You know, we usually have our worship music, then we listen to announcements, and we go into the sermon. But we get halfway through the worship song, and it's like boom. God starts moving. He's like, God just takes over the whole service.
Yeah,
that's amazing when it happens. And so
it is.
Yeah. So I was like, we're you know, and then we're you know, in the moment praying. And so like, I'm just start meditating on what Jesus did for me.
Yeah.
I mean, so I'm sure everybody had their, what, you know, things that, you know, they were pondering and meditating right. on. But for me, it was like, you know, just thinking about, you know, picturing myself being there when Jesus was arrested and actually following him all the way to where, when he went into his death yeah. and just actually seeing first, if you were able to see firsthand everything that he did, yeah. you know, all the pain, the whipping, the betrayal, the basic loneliness because all of his disciples ran off and left him. I mean, Peter even denied him, well, yeah. his closest one, like the one you thought was the strongest disciple, you know, denied him three times.
Yeah.
The third time, you know, a lot of people even think he even cussed. I mean, there's some interpretation that actually okay. he got so mad, he's like, he's cussing. I don't know this man, you know?
Yeah.
And so, hey, man, and so you're going through all that, and by the time he gets to the cross, that a lot of common knowledge is that by the time he got raised up on the cross, he was barely recognizable as a man. Hmm. I mean, he's so bloody, right, beat yeah. up. I mean,
it's like hamburger meat, essentially, you know, just.
And all that, no, and then thinking that I didn't deserve none of that.
Yep.
None of us deserve any of that. It's like we weren't, and then when he did that, we weren't his buddies. We weren't his quote-unquote homies. We were his enemies.
Yeah.
When he did that, we yeah. were his enemies. Hell-bound, dirty, rotten sinners who wanted nothing to do with him, who loved our sin, and or wanted to, well, basically, we were our own captains of our own soul. But while we were doing this, like the Bible says, while we were yet sinners, Christ came and died for us.
Yeah,
and just like that immensity, it's like that is the cure for big headedness right there. Mm-hmm. If you ever get a big head, think on that.
Yep. Really
good. Yeah, I think the crazy thing is when I think about that, I was like, would I be one of those people in the crowd saying crucify him? Would that have been me? Yeah. You know, because I mean, there were people who probably did believe in him who were in the crowd saying that.
And the scary part now of being a pastor is like, dude, when I became Christian, it was a very real experience and encounter, and, you know, not having religion in my life, like really, really, really meeting Jesus. And now being like this, oh, I'm a pastor. I'm afraid, would I be the religious one, right? Would I be, you know, yeah. now that I've been in religion so long, would I miss Jesus? You know, because that's a lot of people missed him because they're so caught up. I don't want to be that person. I don't want to be that. I hate that. Like, even, you know, like I don't like to tell people what I do. I don't like to tell people I'm a pastor because I don't want to be viewed as this religious person. Yeah. You know, I want to just talk to people and be like, listen, it's not who I am. It's a job that I have. Like, I love it. I appreciate it. It's great. But I am a sinner that at the right time, Jesus made himself very real to me. Yeah. And I'm just trying to live for him now the rest of my life. That's all I'm trying to do. So, you know, I appreciate being a pastor, blah, blah, blah.
And then
I will add on that when you said like how like you don't want people to come off like, oh, he's a pastor, all he does is like, you know, like when I first met you, like you didn't immediately like be like, oh yeah, I'm a pastor, I'm gonna be like all religion on you. Like you were straight up just a normal person, and then as you were saying, you're, you know, that's your job, you're a pastor, you believe in Christ and all that stuff. So yeah, I will add on that. It's not like you don't come off on me as like that's like all you care about and like that's like all who you are. Like you also have other things that you do, and you know, you get what I'm saying?
Yep. Okay. I like it. Definitely. That's the goal. You know, hopefully that's what we're trying to tell dudes, guys, whatever, ladies listening. That's kind of, to me, that's the genuine, you know, pure thing of being a Christian is like, we're not trying to run around and be like, oh, I'm religious, I'm super spiritual. We got enough of those people, man. And just trying to be real people, engaging people. You know, Jesus made this world a much better place.
Exactly. Yes.
You know, through helping and serving people, but also spiritually. And that's the simple goal. Here's what I love. You know, like this is just fancy word in the Bible. Go into the world and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. And really, discipleship is nothing more than helping someone.
Yeah.
That's all it is. Like, how can I help you?
Yeah, campus ministry is the big thing we say is relationship over religion. You don't want to try to religion someone into being, like wanting to know Christ. You want to like be there with them in the trenches.
Do you have any high schoolers that roll around like that try to act all spiritual and like?
No, not that I know.
That's good. Yeah. It's do people talk about God much in the high school you go to? You ever get into like spiritual conversations with people?
Not really. No, no one really brings it up at school. I know there's probably people out there that
sure.
Yeah, but I haven't talked to anybody or hear it go around. No.
Yeah.
I think my only like frustration or thing I saw when I was at the high school, because like my senior year I did some classes there, Was just when people would be wearing Christian t-shirts, but then like they would be doing like being jerks to people, they would be being rude to the teachers, they would be like cussing, like all this stuff. And I'm like, guys, just like show a real representation of Jesus, who just loves people, who just is kind to them, you know, down to earth, like is humble. And it's hard when you see people like that because you know that they're not painting the right picture of Jesus. But I know that there are people out there who are just showing the fruit of the Spirit, showing love, joy, peace to people.
So. Yeah, my favorite saying is, don't be a streaking Christian. So don't throw on the helmet of salvation and run out your front door. You got to put on the full armor.
Wait, no shoes, no shirt, no.
That's an interesting analogy, awesome. Though. That's a good one.
Man, God puts all of us in different places in our life, in different people in our life. And I value that. You know, I should say that, you know, when I'm a bus driver, it's like people like Maddox, I'm like, I just believe like God put him in my life, you know? And so I want to, you know, make sure and be a friend, a good person, encourage, you know, him, other people, you know, all different places in my life. That's the goal of the, what we're trying to do here.
Yeah.
Modern Christian dudes, modern Christian ladies, etc. So final comments, guys.
Awesome, man. Like I said, one of the awesome things when Pastor Rachel brought up repentance. And I'm like that. I mean, think about all the American. You know, there's a lot of people in our world, in the churches, and in the world, the country. I mean, there's a lot of repentance that needs to happen, and in revival. Like you think. I mean, obviously, we all want revival. But if you ever actually digest the word revival, I mean, you know, you revive things that are dying, or dead, or broke down. And so it's like we all get points like as a believers or at a church where God needs to come jumpstart us. Mm-hmm. Because if believers were operating 100% as God intended us to do, and as a church, there would be no need for a revival. We'd be all cylinders.
Yep.
But we're all human. We still live in our sinful flesh, obviously. And sometimes things come along. We kind of, you know, we get kind of stagnant a little bit, and then God has to come in and kind of jumpstart the battery, you know.
A quick comment on that. Some like little. This
I read in a commentary.
No, it's not. It's a little. I feel like this is a little cringy Pentecostal catchphrase, but it is something that I feel like the Holy Spirit gave me, which is like, there's a difference, and like what God doesn't just want us to pray for revival, He wants us to stay for revival. And I think like when there's a revival, it requires not just, you know, praying that God will move, but when God moves, being willing to like be there for that, to stay in that, to wait on the Lord, to ask God what He wants you to do in that moment, which looks different for every person, like you said, but staying in that moment, not just running from that, because there is that temptation to just walk away when God is moving.
And think about what the Bible says, you know, on the Beatitudes, blessed are those who hunger for righteousness, thirst for righteousness. They shall be filled. Mm-hmm. So it was like we draw near to God. God draw near to us. So it's like I think God wants to revive us. I mean, I know God wants to revive us. God wants to revive individuals. He wants to revive churches. But the question is not really does God want to do it. It's the question is do we want it?
Yeah.
I mean, are we willing to press in for it, or are we just like, well, I just here for an hour and a half, and I got to go eat and watch a movie or whatever. You know, I got things to do. You know.
Yeah.
So God, you only have an hour and a half to move, so hurry up, you know.
Awesome. Great comments, guys. And speaking of that, hopefully I'm filled with Jesus, but I'm filled with Pepsi Peeps right now. I know that. I don't know. We should go drink the rest of that case, guys, after that. And we are going to be filled with pizza in just a few minutes, because that's what we do after we
Papa
podcast.
George.
Podcast and pizza. Give it up for Maddox, everybody. Job, guys. Hey, for Maddox. Yeah, give him a punch pad of some kind. Better than that's a good one. Oh, Maddox, he's so cute. You know, he's a little podcaster now. All right, I give it up for Maxwell Buck. I didn't realize he is as well.
That's the only two you got long. That's the only two.
Gabriel's been on the podcast before, so that's not exciting.
Round of applause for me.
All right, take us out there, folks. Bro Greg Walden. Thanks, guys. Thanks for
going, everybody.
Like, share, subscribe, like we said beforehand. But we'll talk to you guys next time.